USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. A 7-year-old boy is fighting for his life after being shot inside Lakewood Church in Houston Sunday afternoon. That's where celebrity pastor Joel Osteen preaches. Commander Chris Hassig of Houston Police said the woman who opened fire and the boy she critically wounded came to the church together.
She gets out of her white vehicle. She opens the door, pulls out the 7-year-old child out of the back seat, as well as a bag that is with her.
The woman's gun had a Free Palestine sticker on it, and she has a long criminal history. Major winter weather is slamming the Northeast this Tuesday.
The Northeast is on high alert due to a fast-moving storm. New Jersey residents gearing up.
We are really excited. We like to build snowmen. We like to drink hot chocolates.
Not looking forward to the snow. It's a shame because it's been nice the past couple days, like the past week.
Tuesday's anticipated snowstorm has led to the closure of all public schools in New York City and Boston.
USA's John Schaefer reporting some areas in the region are looking at up to a foot or more of snow. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is scrapping plans to attend NATO meetings in Brussels this week due to his hospitalization. Austin was admitted to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center on Sunday for what the Pentagon termed emergent bladder issues. The 70-year-old retiring general, who has undergone recent treatment for prostate cancer, was placed in the critical care unit. The money in graphics and gaming is real. NVIDIA is currently the fourth most valuable public company in the world. Shares in the chip company rose, pushing its market cap to $1.83 trillion, moving it ahead of both Alphabet and Amazon. The stock has risen 17,000% over the past decade. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Would it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
DoorDash, Uber, and Lyft drivers are going to strike on Valentine's Day for a little while. It'll be the first ever such gig economy work stoppage. Groups mentioned they had planned to stage driver pickets outside airports and Uber offices. A group called Justice for App Workers says it represents around 130,000 drivers across the country. They said drivers will refuse all rides to and from airports on Valentine's Day between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. in close to a dozen cities. Some Republican lawmakers say statements from a DOJ special counsel regarding President Biden's age and memory need to be taken more seriously.
The idea that he's mentally unfit to stand trial begs the question, is he mentally unfit to be the commander-in-chief?
Texas Congressman Mike McCall. Last week, a special counsel assigned to investigate Biden mentioned how the president seemed to experience strange memory lapses during a lengthy interview. Biden says the special counsel questioned him for 5 hours over a 2-day period early last October. The DOJ ultimately cleared Biden of any charges related to the classified documents investigation, saying he fully cooperated with federal officials in returning them. President Biden has joined TikTok, making his debut on the widely used social media platform. Several Republican legislators have criticized both the app and its parent organization, ByteDance, raising concerns about potential ties to the Chinese government. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.